Thank you, Andy. Despite President Obama's plans to normalize relations with communist Cuba, many knew not to expect overnight democratic change there. And WLRN America's editor Tim Padgett reports today was a reminder that's not happening.
Yo también exijo, which in Spanish means I also demand, is a new Cuban dissident group. As if to test the human rights waters in Cuba in the wake of President Obama's announcement, the group planned a free speech rally today in Havana. Dissidents say Cuban authorities instead arrested a number of the rally's participants before it even began. In Miami, Cuban Americans held their own version of the rally at the downtown Freedom Tower. Event organizers here said the purpose was to give ordinary Cubans a stronger voice in demanding things like free elections.
So far, we're seeing this approach between powers in the world, between governments, with the Cuban government, but not with the Cuban citizens.
Rosa Payá is the daughter of the late Oswaldo Payá, one of Cuba's most respected dissidents.
It's the continuation of the legacy of my father, but it's also the continuation of the demands of the citizens in Cuba.
One of the dissidents detained in Havana was the husband of prominent Cuban blogger Joanny Sanchez. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And do make us part of your New Year's resolution. We want you to add us to your iTunes radio station's playlist. We appreciate it. And, you know, happy 2014. There's still some hours left. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy.